Hello, hello, hello. Welcome again, everybody, once again to the Cosmic Show. I am your host, the Cosmic Rotter, and I am back with my illustrious co-host, Mars Bars. How's it going, Mars Bars? He's frozen. Actually, don't know if he's just staying still or if he's frozen.
Hello? Sorry.
Oh, he's back.
I plugged in my headphones and like it flipped out for a second. I'm good, though. Here I am.
You can hear me okay and everything still?
Yeah. All good? It's good.
All right. We are really excited to bring you several news stories today. We got a little bit of a hodgepodge at the beginning, like we always do, with some different stories I'm talking about. The big headlines are Emmanuel Macron's wife, in quotation marks, and Candace Owens. I don't know what's happening with her, but she's turning to like David Icke and Alex Jones overnight. Like across, she is going really hard with some stuff. And I'm kind of digging it. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of a heel turn for Candace. I kind of think she's telling the truth, but I know that how these agents work, how they're there to obfuscate things. What's your opinion on Candace Owens? Are you on the fence now?
She's probably like in the same team as like what's her name, not Whoopi Goldberg, Roseanne.
Ooh, very much so, the new Daily Wire kind of alt-right like folks that are clicking up together. Yeah. Right now, like Power Rangers.
Yeah,
that's what it's. Yeah. Like they're like Power Rangers. They're like, we have a bigger enemy, and then behind them is like the CIA paymaster, and he's like, oh, I'm almost got Megazord built. Let's go.
Yep.
That's what I think is happening.
Link together with their vaginas.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they're all gay men or trans, you know, Michael Knowles. Yeah. Glenn Beck might still be a man there, but he gay, you know.
I've been listening to Hannity on the radio, like driving around, and or Hannity came on, I should say. I don't listen to Hannity like.
Oh, yeah. You
I don't
do.
Tune in. But Hannity came on, and man, he loves Israel so much.
That's a Mormon thing. I mean, it's an evangelical thing and a Mormon thing. But in my opinion, Zionist evangelical Christians are like the woke of the right. They're barely right on any issue. They might go to the same church, like Legacy or something like that out here in Albuquerque, but they're definitely more like, well, maybe we should let trans kids be trans, etc., etc. Like those folks have no backbone. They have no backbone.
Yeah.
But he's a massive, if you really think about it, and people have been saying this for a long time, by the way. They've been saying this for 20 to 30 years about Glenn Beck, that he's an Israel apologist. So that's very, yeah, you're very on the nose about that.
Right.
That's just one thing we're covering Candace Owens about. We got a little secondary bit, but we got to talk about my new man barbecue a little bit also later. I don't know what's happening. They're claiming cannibalism in Haiti. I think that's really exaggerated. You will see people on spit posts.
I saw like a 5-second video, but I don't know. It was like a leg coming out of a fire. And then It said, gangs in Haiti are eating humans. And then the guy was like, lifting up the leg and then taking like little pieces off like it was delicious and tender and then eating it. He ate it.
I don't
know. And it looks like a human leg. So, or are like, they just.
Is it like without the thigh bone or like a drumstick situation?
Right.
Or is it?
No, it was like a full leg, like and with foot.
So this would have been like a 40-pound leg he was holding up and eating.
No, he was like lifting it, like part of it off of the fire. Like he lifted it up by the foot. And then he was like taking pieces off of it.
Like, I don't think. Okay, here's a little controversial statement.
Like this.
I don't think it's beyond them to be eating dead people. In Haiti, like, I know they're into some very voodoo, Santeria, West African shit. like, I don't know. I don't care to go into
Right. I know, though, also, I don't remember exactly which war, but I know there's been war propaganda about cannibalism before, where they're like,
oh yeah,
babies, and, you know, like making them look as terrible as possible. When I had that clip you sent me was pretty interesting about it.
Oh, about barbecue?
Or even, yeah, I'm glad they actually mentioned for a second that he was trying to, or his agenda, like from his point of view, you know,
the most controversial,
the Liberation Army or whatever.
The most controversial thing I think he said is that we're going to meet violence with violence. And anytime a state hears that, it's just game over. Like, look at Gen 6. We kind of did that with Gen 6. Like, we're going to protest, but look what we did. Well, look what they did when the, you know, good segment of the United States came out and said that we're going to do this, and it's going to be a minimal display of violence. Like, I'm not going to call it violence in like a normal sense, but it's like trespassing. It is a slight act of aggression, but look how much they cracked down then. Imagine this freaking guy going in the streets with his thugs going neighborhood clearing out government officials or something. It's,
yeah, like, it seems like they could have droned them by now, or like, you know what I mean?
Like, the state in Haiti is so non-existent that it's totally able to be taken over, I think.
Right.
From what I know about it, they have no state infrastructure. And we keep funding, basically, like, every, like, 10 to 15 years in Haiti, we fund the next movement to oust the other movement. We've orchestrated, like, 3 or 4 coups in Haiti in the past 40 years, I would guess.
Or that other guy was interesting, too. Guy Philippe, I think. Where he was like, they accused him of drug trafficking and then extradited him to the US. And then he was like, I'm innocent. They set me up. But he was in prison in the US for like 6 years. But now he's back and he's like, I'm peaceful or whatever. I'm Mandela or whatever, you know, type shit.
And we'll definitely cover this later, but one more point I want to bring up that I just remembered. Do you remember when I covered the Moise assassination and we learned that those dudes that allegedly had killed him were being like trained to this nonprofit in Southern Florida near to where the condominiums fell, where McAfee, you know, do you remember that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. Thread? That's crazy.
This is an insane story, and we have to cover it every so often here on the Cosmic Show because it's just a fascinating little case point where conspiracies, politics, geopolitics, they all mingle right here on this little sordid island. Crazy shit.
Yep.
But other than that, let's go ahead and get into some other news, shall we? I never figured out what was up with my monitors yet. I'm still dreading figuring out what happened with it.
So did you try a new cord on it or?
No, I have one. I just am too scared to try it. Like, literally too scared to try it right now because I don't want to be disappointed, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't need another L right now. I might be meeting the governor tomorrow, dude.
No way.
I'm going to do Santa Fe with a couple of my colleagues because they're signing a bill about some, I'm just going to say, you can look it up in New Mexico once I describe it to you, but it's like supporting youth in foster care a little bit longer. So we're going to go up there for like a little ceremony thing and she's going to sign it. And I'm going to be one of the people there, probably on TV somewhere.
You get to shake your hand.
I'll probably have to shake her hand.
You should like go in for a hug.
I should just go like for grabbing her dick like she did.
No, poor guy. I dare you to hug her.
Give her a hug, dude. I wish I could get that on video. That'd be funny.
Just be like, this is New Mexico.
Yeah. This is how we do things here.
Yeah.
We meet up at the roundhouse and then we go our own ways and hate each other.
Yeah.
Hope you're not watching MLG.
MLG mañana.
You are innocent, MLG. That guy's just gay. Like, that's obviously. True. That's true, though. Didn't he die? I think that guy died, dude.
Oh, no.
I forgot. I covered that on. All right, too much.
I know.
You see? Let's
stop. Yeah.
This show is so deep, guys. If you guys know the lore behind this show and everything that's happened, like, each of my episodes even have their own little rabbit hole threads into past episodes. So you got to watch them all. And yep. We cannot forget tonight to mention we have open lines 1-505-337-0631. Call into the show. Once again, 1-505-337-0631. We want to hear your thoughts on all these wacky topics, any other topics that are. That you can't talk about with your friends, that you can't talk about on YouTube. We are only on Rumble tonight, so kind of a blessing.
Hey, Jairus. I mean, Cosmic. Do those numbers spell anything?
No, but I can add them together.
Like Gematria?
No, I'm just kidding. I know what you meant. I don't know. I never looked that up.
I'm gonna have to because
they just randomly assigned that to me.
I dude, bet look up.
There's a Gematria calculator. You should put it into there and see what you get on your end. Okay. You would love it.
Let me see.
I have to say, shout out to Elevated Extracts, man. Their carts are getting so fire and so cheap. Just gotta say.
There we go.
It's a local business, you know.
Insert.
You could usually insert like a number or a birth date. Sorry, folks. We're not going to proceed with the show until Mars Bars tells me what that means. Because my handler gave it to me. I've never met my handler. It'd be like a family reunion.
No, it doesn't come up with anything.
Yes. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right.
This thing's broken.
The Gematria calculator's broken? Oh,
it's a Gematria calculator with like this little wizard guy at the top of the page, but he didn't do it.
That's so funny. Speaking of wizards, perfect segue. Have you heard about this wizardry of American Jewry named Rabbi Shmuley?
You told me it up, and I'm sorry I didn't. You told me to look it up. I totally forgot, though.
Dude, we're kind of getting into the Candace Owens territory and what she's been on about, because this is adjacent to the main subject. So I just think this is really funny and really ironic. He posts all the time. So, of course, I had to follow him. Yeah, and I'll share my screen in a second, but he has 246,000 followers, and he writes like really basic ass books promoting Jewish culture to secular
people. Oh, snap.
Yeah, he created a sex toy company with his own daughter called Kosher Sex, and they have like butt plugs and vibrator. They have like lube and everything. But it's
oh my gosh.
Kosher.
Oh, it's my like, goodness.
Are you looking at him?
Yeah.
This is the person that Candace Owens alleged killed Michael Jackson. And she said that he's been threatening her life and has been repeating this.
Whoa.
And he's been countering also. So
this is great.
It's so good, dude. MJ couldn't have wrote this any better himself. Like, he's like, this is everything I've been talking about.
Shamona.
Shamona. Kick me, kick me. Don't you black or white me.
Oh, no.
Yes. All right. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out. Okay, cool. I just wanted to get rid of that little banner. Hold on, let me share the screen again. I have to do this kind of differently because of my TV. It cuts off a little bit at the top. Let me go to View tab. All right, did it take off that thing? Damn it. I'm trying to show the whole tweet from Rabbi Shmalele. Let me get to this. Let me go back. Oh, my God. Maybe my zoom in is too much. It's a little bit too much. Let me go back. Doing it live.
Doing it live.
All right, here we go. Breaking. Crazy Candace says that Rabbi Shmolele may be planning to kill her. On her show today, Real Candace Oss actually said that America's most famous rabbi, Rabbi Shmolele, may be trying to murder her. This revolting, defamatory, and vile blood libel for which she will be held legally accountable follows her earlier insinuations that Jews killed Michael Jackson and that Israel's committing genocide. As hashtag criminal Candace, the rancid Israel hater and anti-Semite experiences a total mental, psychotic, and nervous breakdown in real time, in public. Her poisonous incitement against Jews, and especially Jewish public figures, is becoming dangerous, will no doubt spark violence against Jews. Very strong. And this is her just on a stream today, doubling down on the Francis First Lady comments. She's like, I'm going to put my career on the line behind this. And other influencers are looking into the story. They're like, there's actually something behind this, guys.
Oh, so no. It's
starting to be echoed on X. But we'll watch more Candace Owens later. This is just a 20-second clip.
And I want you to know, Rabbi Shmuley, that I am not taking kindly to your threats. So let's just get to the bottom of them. Want to bankrupt me for defending myself? Is that what you said, by the way? Are those one of the reasons that Michael Jackson put you on a list of individuals that he felt were threatening his life? What are you gonna do next? You're gonna kill me? Are you gonna kill me because I refuse to kowtow to you? And
Are you having fun yet this election year?
I'm scared.
This is a terrifying year for America.
Yeah.
People have been predicting for a long time that the rhetoric is just gonna get insane and nuts, that 2024 is gonna be whatever we thought happened before is gonna look. We're gonna beg for it, but during COVID, things were at least simpler and more black and white, and it meant that maybe like you didn't agree and everybody knew you didn't agree, but now it's like muddied again.
Yeah.
What do you think? We're all mulattoes again.
I think they should just take away free speech.
So are you thinking like Christian nationalism or monarchy? I would go for a monarchy. I wouldn't go for Christian nationalism. Like I wouldn't go for like a militaristic Christianity or like a democratic Christianity, but like a monarchy.
Yeah, I do like a monarchy. I
like an isolationist monarchy, like build some walls and moats and like churches. Mm-hmm. Maybe we bring back the landlord system since we're already there, but we put it back in the hands of people. I don't know what it looks like.
Well, cities should be a lot more like fortified, or like the center of cities, you know.
It used to be like that, man.
Yeah.
You know who got that right? Were the Spanish. They knew that our first city has to be the best one.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no doubt about it. The first one's got to be the best one. There's no other point. That's true. I heard Barcelona is beautiful, by the way, and clean.
Dude, I want to go to Spain so bad.
Dude, let's plan it out. I'll 100% go with you. I want to go to southern Spain, though. I want to go to Madrid. I'd either go Barcelona or countryside.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's bike winery tours. You could like bike 200 miles over a few days and just hit winery to winery and crash there.
That's amazing.
Yep. It is amazing. It's those Candace Owens right now, blowing people's minds. I want to go back into the Shmolele guy really quick. I want to find his butt plugs and show them to people. So people don't know I'm making it up. Like, he just posted it to his Twitter, and he's, like, creepily taking a picture with it, like, all proud and holding up. He's like, like, I'm going to charge you interest.
Oh, right.
For sex.
Right.
Imagine that. Imagine charging interest for sex.
Yep.
That's the kind of world we're looking at under Shmolele.
They're like, we have king size.
Oh, come on. Maybe he took it down. Maybe I got to search the actual sex toys. Maybe I got to put like rabbi sex toys or something.
Oh, no. No, it came right up when I just put his name in.
Really? Oh, but I wasn't like on his actual. Okay, I know what you mean.
Rabbi Shmuley. Shmuley?
I guess it is Shmuley. I mean, I'm not. I'm kind of mispronouncing his name. name correctly, but oh, I found it. It's my post. I found my post. That's funny.
Kosher sex.
Let's go back to it. Yeah. What did I tweet? Rabbi Shmuley is one of the creepiest people in American culture, let alone Jewish culture. Oh, I stand by. I stand by the tweet.
Oh, it's very creepy.
Look at that. Those are complicated. Liberty by Womanizer. Look at that suction click.
No.
Ultra Bullet by Femme Fun.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, my Tantus goodness.
Super soft prolong ring. And I don't know what you do with
goodness.
This. Like, it looks like a butt plug, but it's an anchor.
That's for cooking. Isn't that the thing you put the chicken on?
I thought that was a hammer for a second. I'm like, oh, that's a cool hammer. You know, double claw. That's what I thought. But they don't do home repair. They hire somebody and they take out a loan for it.
And yeah, you're never
free loan.
You're never gonna get a nail in with that hammer.
Weird. What a weird fucking thing. I just have to say.
Yeah, I don't know about that, and I don't want to.
All right, I have some other funnies before we talk about the real stuff. Okay. We know this is a very serious podcast with only the hard-hitting news. We are on at least 18 different audio-only platforms, including Spotify. Google Podcasts no longer exists. There's Apple, PodcastIndex.org, Overcast, CastBox, and many other platforms. You could just go find me on Buzzsprout, The Cosmic Show, find the RSS feed, and plug it into most of your favorite audio players, and you will get the audio episode downloaded every week after you subscribe on your podcast player. It's kind of an old school manual way, isn't it?
But that's what I mean about like free speech. Like, there's too many places to get podcasts. There should just be one like government mandated place to get everything. One.
You would say that, government mandated. It should just be, they should just give Adam Curry his due, and I hope down the road he gets his due for podcastindex.org, because I'm telling you, that is an archive. It's not only a podcast hosting platform, he archives everything intentionally. It's never going away, and you also get Bitcoin Lightning support there. So like, if the more traction you generate on there, you could earn Bitcoin through your podcast listens.
That's badass.
Gotta check out podcastindex.org. It's really cool. Shout out. The old internet.
That's cool. That's really cool.
VJ Adam Curry, man. Who would have thought? Oh, man. Okay. Viewer's choice for a second. We're going to cover both quickly, right? Because we've got to progress with the show. Dylan Mulele or TikTok ban? What do you want to cover next?
Mulele. Hey,
Dylan Mulele, quick. It's quick.
Okay. Okay.
He has one of the smash hit songs right now. Did you know that? He's an artist now. And we have music video.
Oh, man.
It's blowing up the world. Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's so stunning and brave. You couldn't even believe it. Let me go ahead and reshare my screen because I just want to make sure the tab sharing works every time. It's weird. It doesn't detect the screen as a monitor, but I can share the tabs to y'all with my current setup.
Okay.
Let's see what this tweet says. The Publica. Dylan Mulvaney has released Days of Girlhood, a pop single signaling his latest venture into the music industry. Some of the first reviews on YouTube have called it the greatest song of the year. What are your thoughts?
We gotta hate you. It
in 10 seconds.
Glass look quick, change, sip champagne. Playing catch up because we missed the pregame. Pull up the group chat where you at, drop a pin. We're doing hot girl shit. Get in. Monday can't get out of bed. Tuesday.
What are you going to do when your daughter comes home listening to this?
No.
Do you have a rebuttal, though? Or is it just going to have to be like, no?
No. No.
It's not right.
Tuesday morning, kick a mess. Wednesday, retail therapy. Cash or credit, I say yes. Thursday, had a walk.
You love it. You love it.
didn't know his name. Weekends are for kissing friends, Friday night all overspent. Saturday we flirt for drinks, playing wingman to our twinks. Sunday the Twilight soundtrack, use my breakdown no. in the back. These are the days, these are the That's days good. Of girlhood. These are the days, these are the days,
man,
these
baby.
Are the days
Those
of
are all
girlhood.
Dudes.
Every day, it rises shine, they're all mine. Thick and thin,
they're
I'll
all
be
all
right. Got my dolls by my side. These are the days, these are the days, these are the days of girlhood.
They're all dudes. They're all dead.
Watch it after this. I would have laughed for like an hour probably when I see the full thing. That was just a minute. That was just a minute.
There's like a whole album of that?
Oh, there's going to be albums and Grammys and VMAs. Like, this is a VMA play more than anything. I don't think this is a Grammy play. That's next year, right? Or, yeah. I think Terrible. The Grammys already happened, didn't they? I'm 90% sure the Grammys and Oscars are completed.
Do they still do like MTV Music Awards? Stuff yeah. like that? They still do that?
The VMAs, the Video Music Awards.
Oh, okay.
That was it's like not even good. It doesn't even sound like a female. I don't know what they're doing to his. They're doing something to make his voice get higher. That's 100%.
Well,
they're doing that Michael Jackson treatment.
Yeah. Yep.
They castrate him?
His balls are probably like really tiny.
By now? Yeah.
They just,
of course
like,
they are.
They just keep bombarding the genital with chemical castration.
Ugh. Yuck. All right. Terrifying. TikTok. Do you know about the TikTok bill being passed by the House today?
I do. Well, I don't. I saw a little bit about it.
It's passed by an overwhelming margin. But did you hear? Are you hearing that the language allows it to ban any website? Because that's the main pushback behind it. It's targeted at TikTok right now. But it effectively gives the administration tacit approval to ban any information platform they think is harmful to national security.
Wow.
Yeah. So Rumble X, people are already like Rumble and X was tweeting as a or trending as a phrase earlier today. So I think it's obviously a Trojan horse. Even Trojan is trending. Like Trojan horse is trending like because of TikTok.
Crazy.
There's no better proof of that, I think, if you ask me, than Mr. Dan Crenshaw. What do you think about Dan Crenshaw, Mr. Pirate Eye, if you will? Do you remember Dan Pirate Crenshaw. Eye?
Oh,
this guy.
I haven't seen enough of him to really have an opinion, except for like being like, who is that guy?
He used to be super cool. And then Alex Stein trolled him a couple times. And then he's like, obviously, He's the Republican anti-Trump, like one of the faces of that movement.
Got it.
He's establishment Republican, bring it back to the center now. Which is, of course, like he looks like a fucking movie character. Like I'm sure he has an IMDb. They all do.
Yeah, he looks like Russell Crowe.
Oh, he does look like a shitty Russell Crowe.
Maybe that's Russell Crowe.
Nah, he's fat now. The real Russell Crowe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, are you excited for the new Gladiator movie?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And
they're actually kind of continuing the storyline and not doing a complete reimagining.
Ooh.
The only slightly woke thing, and it's not even woke, because once I say the actor, you're going to be like, oh, okay, he's okay. But Denzel Washington is going to come in and play like some kind of like kind of like two-faced or crooked, like arms dealer from back then. That's going to help the protagonist some kind of way in the story.
Okay.
But I love Denzel. I have no problem with Denzel. Every time he talks, he's based. He doesn't really say too many concerning things. Dude, what do you think? Denzel seems pretty independent.
He doesn't really say much. I think that's why.
Yeah, because everybody knows he's conservative secretly.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of an open secret. Let's check this out. We just passed legislation out of the house. Oh, come on. Out of the house that will separate TikTok from the Chinese Communist Party. You've probably heard lies that this bill is a Trojan horse or that it doesn't solve every problem on planet Earth. The truth is, this bill just says that TikTok can't be owned by our enemies. I voted hell yes. The current owner of TikTok, ByteDance, is a Chinese company. They're bound by Chinese surveillance law to give American data to the CCP. And oh, by the way, the CCP even has board seat on ByteDance. Voting against this bill is a vote for the Chinese Communist Party. The opponents of this bill aren't defending free speech. They're defending Chinese access to American data and American minds. Not a good look.
Hmm.
Well, okay. Okay, bro. Let's see the video.
I want to address all of my colleagues who I think are confused about the First Amendment, confused about the nature of TikTok, and confused about the intentions of the Chinese Communist Party. Let me explain this really simple. TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is in China. And when you're in China, you have to do whatever the Chinese Communist Party says you have to do. That's according to the national intelligence law passed in 2017. If they want you to spy for them, you will spy for them. That's how that works. They have a board member from the Chinese Communist Party on ByteDance. You wouldn't allow a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda.
Does he know how nonprofit boards work and NGOs around the United States? Mm-hmm. It's exactly how lobbying works. You just described lobbying, bro. Motherfucker. That was good. That was good, Dan Crenshaw. Can't get it past me.
You'd probably complain about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for, because millions of Americans are addicted to it. They see it, and the Chinese can absolutely manipulate those algorithms. The First Amendment does not give the Chinese Communist Party the right to American data or the right to manipulate the minds of Americans. That would be a really weird interpretation of the First Amendment. The primary counterarguments to this bill seem to be as shallow as, you know, well, it doesn't do everything I want, and Facebook's really mean, and I don't want them to make money. So what? Then that means you owe Chinese access to all of our data and access.
Yeah, give it to somebody else. Rumble already came out and said that they would buy it for Operation United States so they could avoid this. They said that 2 days ago. I'm like,
okay.
If Rumble does that, I mean, I guess it's kind of good for me, maybe. But it's going to bring over so much trash and shit content that shows like mine will never make it. They'll just never be trending anymore. Like the big all ones,
like videos,
fucking mukbang, like whatever they do. Like, oh, dude, if Rumble does that, I'll be. Do you know what that is?
No,
you really don't know what mukbang is.
Mukbang.
Oh my god. Dude, it's the trend where people, they get like a big bowl of food and they eat it loudly. And people like watch it by the millions, if not billions. I'm not joking. It's like a hot chick eating pasta and slurping, or like even like a fat dude. It could be anything. Okay. But it's just eating a bunch of food. Like you're gorging, though. Oh, like it has to look like you're like, right, but people like it.
Right.
Like who's watching that? Poor kids in Myanmar?
Yeah,
it's so terrible. They're just imagining eating food, like sitting there salivating through their like fucking Nokia brick phone, getting like 1G and like they're just like drooling over like, the idea of eating food.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's scary.
I know.
We are in Black Mirror.
You should probably make one of those videos, though.
I thought about doing the hot wing challenge and putting it on video.
Do it.
I got to eat like 8 really hot wings in 4 minutes. I think.
Oh, okay.
I could do that. I think I'm enough of a sadist. Like, I would be like melting down and like red and crying and all that, but I think I think I would just do it because I deserve it, you know?
I bet you would touch your eyes.
I touch my dick.
Yeah.
Just to make it real, just so I could feel something again. All right, we got 12 more seconds. We love you guys. I don't know what's up with the Rumble chat. I highly suspect the Rumble chat is just not been cooperating for the past week, but I hope you guys are out there trying to chat. If not, we got the audio only podcast. Dude, get this. One of my shows last week got over 200 views within a week. Easy. Hey. 200 listens. That's huge.
That's great.
That's usually a like more than a quarter of my views for a month. So we're on a good track. We're on projection this year. So I'm saying, guys, like my Rumble will probably end up being nuked. That's why you got to follow this on Spotify or elsewhere. It's definitely possible.
Minds of Americans.
Oh, man.
I don't think so. That. This is a very specific bill, very specifically tailored. It does not harm American companies or American individuals. You know it. You got to read it. Pass this bill.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Crenshaw. Let's go to Khaleesi. Breaking, did ADL and AIPAC get TikTok banned in America? TikTok was a threat to Israel, so they banned it and took away the First Amendment rights of American citizens. Jonathan Greenblatt, director of the Anti-Defamation League, said, "We have a major TikTok problem." In the two audios below, he's heard freaking out because global youth aren't buying Israel's propaganda anymore. See, the youth in America overwhelmingly support Palestine terrifies him. Whoops. ADL said TikTok is a threat to Israel.
Uh-huh.
AIPAC gave Dan Crenshaw millions of dollars. He voted to ban TikTok and gloated about it. From October 23 to 30th, 2023, pro-Palestinian posts were posted 10x more than pro-Israeli posts on TikTok. Pro-Palestinian posts also received 5 times as many views. Let's check out the 2 statements.
Whoops.
And I'm just going to go ahead and like clarify this once and for all. I tried to have this conversation with my coworker today, but she is evangelical Christian. And there's a problem with this, but like they can't disconnect Israel from their minds on this issue from Christianity or just in general. Like I think an obvious logical mind, like, I just really think the obvious logical opinion on this should be like, yeah, Israel's been an invader very aggressively since the 1930s. It should just be like well-established fact. They were completely relocated people from Europe for the most part. There were some native Jewish folks there, but the idea, it's like, you know, you should be able to get this on some kind of level, no matter your beliefs, right? So that's why it is a popular position. At the same time, it's being hijacked by opportunists, mainly on the left, and the most violent opposition to it are those that are hardcore on the right, smaller population. It's like there's more popular extremists to moderate leftists or even moderate Republicans or conservatives that are going to understand the pro-Palestine side a little bit more. And then the side that's going to be the most vocal about it are just going to be like the pro-Zionists, which in reality, the paymasters behind the Democratic Party are also in bed with. And
other. Right.
Is that well enough put? That's the best way I can describe it. I don't know. What do you think? Is that too much looking into it?
Or okay. I think that like maybe it's just becoming too obvious at this point.
Too much noticing?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Like, everybody's kind of just on board. They're like, yeah, fuck it. At least it should be like a general. Yeah. a lot of folks like myself are starting to view Israel's government and our government as one and the same, which I think is part of the PSYOP in a way.
Right.
Like, it still might be the morally valid position, but it's going to work against us too, or even me. Like, I'm wondering when this is going to start to work against me, right? Like, what event's going to make me start to question the conclusions I came from on this? Because we're still early in 2024.
Right.
I'm wondering how they're going to try to twist my mind into believing something else.
Is Israel, is it a territory of Great Britain?
Like, officially?
Or, yeah, like, who owns it? Like, they don't own it, do they?
They formed the British Mandate for Palestine back in the mid-1800s. Like, in the 1850s and 1860s, they created the Palestine Exploratory Fund. They funded a group of, like, white people, white scholars, Jewish scholars, and they sent them on, like, a years-on expedition to map this region and find out which regions would be suitable for a very potential Zionist relocation one day. So it started back then with the British government and the folks maybe behind the House of Windsor. That's deep conspiracy shit, dude. Like, hard to get into right now. Yeah. But it goes from there quickly to Theodor Herzl being born as a secular Jew in Austria-Hungary and envisioning a political Zionist state for the first time from 1870s. To 1890s or 1900s, that ideology catching on a little bit more, and then just it just became its own thing. It's such a powerful movement, and there, for lack of a better word, there is an unexplainable financing behind it all. Right. That's like the most neutral, like how are they not running out of money? Like, if Mexicans in America tried to do this for a state, like, we would run out of money eventually, even as a collective of, like, 50 million people, 40 million people. Right. Like, we would run out of money. They never ran out of money.
Right. Like, do they export there? Just, like, banking?
Nowadays. Early on, they were promising families citrus groves and other kind of like plantation-like setups. There are some crops that grow out here. It's weird. Israel's a climate, apparently, where like tropical shit grows and desert shit grows. So.
Oh, okay.
It's a weird. I mean, moist. It's a hotbed of humanity.
Yeah.
It makes sense. But then I start to think that there's a whole bunch of magic behind it, right? Blood magic. Who Who are you? All right, I'm going to go grab another drink, Mars. Go ahead and pitch whatever you want for a minute, all right?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, and download the show and listen to it. And then go back and listen to another one and talk about it with your friends about whatever you learned that was new today. And spay and neuter your pets.
It's Maybe, dude. She never lets me hold her like this.
Oh, hey, Maybe.
Hey, you see that?
I may be.
Oh, I got a pitch. I got a pitch right now, too. Since nobody is commenting in the chat, I have a very cool friend. You guys should all go follow him on Rumble and Twitter. But his name is Amish Zaku. Hold on. I'll try to get this correctly on there. Amish Zaku. And I have a little gift for everybody out there. So if you follow the Cosmic Show on Rumble, YouTube, and you could prove that you listen to the audio only podcasts, I'll try to send you one of these cool little 3D printed Cosmic Radio keychains, and I'll do it for free if you DM me on Twitter at free.
Can you take it out of the bag and show it?
I will. Yeah. That's my next step.
I want to see it.
I have some giveaways for you, Mars. That's what I was trying to give to you. But check it out.
Oh, snap. That's awesome.
Pretty good. Yeah. So. And he made a whole stream when he was making these. So go find that stream on Rumble. Tell him you watch my show. And I'll send one to you on the house. If you just DM me your address, I'll go pack it and mail it.
Yeah.
Little giveaway. I have about 25 of them to give away. Some of them are a little bit lower quality because those are just free giveaways and it misprinted, but they look the same. They're just thinner. A fun little keychain giveaway. Alrighty. Did I already show you that one guy? The murder, Joe Scarborough's rebuttal? Or his talk on Joe Scarborough? Did I hit play yet on the second guy?
I don't think so.
This guy probably murdered somebody, dude, and they still let him on the news. It's crazy.
But we need to talk about TikTok. TikTok, if you will, it is the 24/7 news channel of so many of our young people, and it's like Al Jazeera on steroids, amplifying and intensifying the anti-Semitism and the anti-Zion with no repercussion.
He hates it. That's so outrageous. It's like Al Jazeera. I mean, Al Jazeera leans a certain way, but it is what it is.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have strong feelings on Al Jazeera. I think it's time to move on from TikTok. I wonder if it's going to pass the Senate and then Biden's going to blindly sign it. I kind of think maybe they shouldn't ban it now.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let the idiots keep using it. It comes out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, it's too weird. Or basically it's like, let's give it to someone who will filter it. Like,
yeah, totally.
And they'll make a bunch of money. Like, I think Mark Zuckerberg is pretty rich already.
How much more money do we need to give that bastard?
Yeah.
Like, where does he come from? Zuckerberg, Facebook.
He's a team player. What can I say? I love giving Mark money.
Whenever he does his MMA fight, they're going to be like, hailing from the mountains of Kazaria via San Francisco, United States. It is Mark the Cuck Zuckerberg.
Yep.
He's going to walk out like skinny pale face like, yeah. Back. Ukraine's in shambles.
I want to see him fight. I want to see him fight Mike Tyson.
He would beat Mike Tyson.
You think, dude? So?
Jake Paul is going to beat the shit out of Mike Tyson.
Oh man,
absolutely sad.
Oh,
Father
no.
Time is undefeated. That's been a quote in boxing for like 100+ years.
Okay.
Father Time's undefeated. It don't matter. You're right. 57. He's 27. Yeah. You've been walking around with a cane. Like, you're on video walking around with a cane.
Oh no.
The rumors are that it's going to be an exhibition with headgear and 18-ounce gloves, which would be a joke of a fight, which means like nobody's getting, like, you could spar a UFC fighter and like not get knocked out depending on the rounds. If you went like three rounds, like at that heavy of a glove, it don't matter.
Right.
Those are pillows.
I see.
Dude, it makes just like the way me and my friends used to scrap back in the day, like so much better than how they do it now. I'm like, really? They're talking about putting 18-ounce gloves on their, like, we would just go at it. Like, what do you mean? Like gloves. It was only like for a period in my life, but like we were crazy boonie kids.
Right.
It was weird. And then we found like football out once we got old enough. And they're like, you can't just like punch each other. You get hurt. Anyway, I'm really excited I get to share this story with you about Emmanuel Macron's wife, maybe being a man. And I think this is some foreshadowing to what we're going to see this fall.
I think it's funny. It's funny because I'm the one who's on like the I don't know what you call it. You've always talked about Big Mike, but I went on like a pretty deep rabbit hole of celebrity gender bending or whatever. Like, or it's called elite. What is it called?
Is the word beard in the title?
No, it's what is it called? Gender inversion.
Gender
EGI. Inversion? Yeah, EGI.
It kind of goes back to like the early days of, I mean, not the early days of politics even, but it should be a well-known secret that like it's rumored that Bill Clinton met Hillary Clinton at this one some kind of get together back before they were politicians, and they agreed on a fake marriage. Like, that these are known to have happened.
Right.
The ties to the men's bathhouse in Chicago, Barack Obama, are just completely verifiable and well documented. Like, there's sources, people. Right. There's a whole trope back then, but it's like crazy how fast people's minds forget. This is one of the weirder subjects, and I don't even know how to cover it anymore. Like, it makes me enjoy Mrs. Doubtfire a little bit less, if I'm to be honest. I'm like, man, that movie was like really funny and cool, but then now I'm like, that's a very good inception, even for straight dudes, because what's a better story than a dude like trying to get back his kids?
Right.
Anything he could, even become a woman.
Right.
It's very funny. They give away their secrets in Mrs. Doubtfire, I feel like. That was an underrated red pill movie, right?
What? You think so?
Like, it gave us enough hints. Like, I don't know if it was like signaling things to come or if it was
okay. Yeah.
Like, who directed that? That's a good, that would tell you, like, who directed Mrs. Doubtfire. I bet you it's going to be like Robert Zemeckis or somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, Chris Columbus. Well, he did like Home Alone and shit.
Right.
So he kind of just did like merry prankster kind of films, I guess. Right? What would you call his film? Like Home Alone, or what else did he do?
Yeah, like family. I don't know. Feel good family romps.
Yeah, that's the way to put it. I want to see what other movies he did now, though. It's funny, Christopher Columbus comes up first, and then him. Let's see. Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Mrs. Doubtfire. He directed Harry Potter, the first two.
Oh, yeah. Those were pretty good.
Damn.
But kind of cheesy. Like, they got better as after he didn't do them.
They did better after he didn't do them?
Or just like scarier and like...
Oh, yeah. Like less feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Mrs. Doubtfire aside, let's get to the deep goods on who Brigitte Macron is, or Jean-Michel Trognon. Or Trognon?
Trognon.
I'm not sure if you guys can read this.
Big shoulders.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go back one more. Emmanuel Macron's wife, Brigitte, is a man. She's really Jean-Michel Trognon, which is the name of Brigitte Macron's supposed brother. No pictures of Brigitte before her 30s have been produced, and no pictures or appearances of her brother have been seen since Brigitte Macron came onto the scene. Quote, the journalist Natasha Ray, who's the author, says she had firm evidence that the First Lady was born Jean-Michel Trognon, a transgender male. Ray has been researching the shady past of Brigitte and the curious disappearance of her alleged brother. Jean-Michel Trognon was last spotted in the company of the highly controversial Joseph Doucet, since found murdered in the late 80s of the previous century, you know, the 1900s. It's funny how they say that. Around the time when Brigitte appeared, said Ray, the pastor was the first advocate of gay marriage and trans surgery and head of a pedophile ring. Many suspect that Doucet had played a role similar to that of Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow.
Not only that, Mars Bars, do you know anything else about the Emmanuel Macron lore? Do you know anything else that's put out in the media? That really? Nothing? Mm-mm. Well, it's funny because it was like a really cute love story of how a high school student fell in love with his drama teacher who was 40 and he was 15.
What?
She is 70 and he's 46. So if we are to believe this article, he was intentionally in a relationship with either a transgendered or pre-transgendered Jean-Michel Trudeau when that person was their teacher in high school. So he was maybe being pederized.
Wow.
And that's what Candace Owens was getting heat for. She did a whole episode on this, dude. And I want to go watch it, but I want to do this show before I go watch it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to take it for myself before I go deep on it. Balls deep, if you catch my drift.
No.
Wait, no, I'm not going to go balls deep on Bridget Macron. That's not what
gross.
I'm going to
do. Gross.
Damn it.
On the wife. The mife.
What a weird story, right? Let's get some Candace Owens in on the subject. I know there's a Candace clip that I could just
right.
I keep hanging in there, Mars. You got like 20 more minutes?
No, I have like 5 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have to cover barbecue without you.
Oh, man.
I know. Are you just hungry or can you wait it out?
Well, do you have to pee somewhere? I can do 7 minutes.
you Jew bastard. Oh, here we go. This is a 16-minute video. We're not going to watch it. We won't watch it all. I want to see her get into it and free flow.
Okay.
Let me see what Candace has to say for a second. I just want to say, it's not just me coming up with this, guys, okay? This is real. Candace Owens. Maybe we should keep Candace Owens alive. We got to protect Candace Owens. Just
right.
Like a little
at
bit
all
longer.
At all costs.
By any means necessary.
This is crazy. I'm talking crazy, 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 crazy.
Crazy,
stop everything,
crazy,
pay attention. It's a driving pullover. Just kidding, you don't have to pull over. You can keep driving, but just prepare yourself for what is happening right now in France. So let me give you guys the background. Emmanuel Macron is the president of France. He is married to Brigitte Macron, okay? Their love story has always been extremely weird and extremely creepy. She is 70 years old, allegedly, and he is just 46 years old. So already right there, you have a 24-year age gap between them. And at the very least, just looking into their love story, you're looking at what might...
The immediate visual test is that it looks sus. She's a little bit of a strong jaw and shoulders.
Big hair.
Yeah.
Like hair that covers a lot of the face and ears.
Like an Iggy Pop look. Almost.
They change the age throughout the years, a story of pedophilia. I'll tell you what their official narrative has been. The official narrative is that when Emmanuel was just 15 years old, he was a drama student at a school. And his teacher was Brigitte. And while he was very young, they somehow managed to fall in love. That would have made Brigitte way too old to be falling in love with a 15 or 16 or 14-year-old, depending on which article you're reading. But yes, apparently she was just so moved from his depth, this little boy's depth and the poetry and the way that he would write, that they fell in love so much so that the now first lady left her then husband, despite the fact that they had 3 kids. Okay, so that's the background story. Nobody cares. Doesn't matter. It happened so long ago.
We got to fact check the kids. We got to fact check the kids.
So now she's the first lady. We should celebrate her. No, some major update now happening. Major, major update. So let me tell you about how I happened upon this story. There was just an article that was published in the Daily Mail. Here is the headline. The proof France's first lady wasn't born a man. What? I was going, love what? It. So I, of course, instantly read it because what a bizarre thing that you're even able to present proof that Brigitte Macron was not born a man. And embedded within the article, they showed 2 photos that I'm going to show you right now. This is the first photo. This is allegedly Brigitte Macron when she was a little girl sitting on her mom's lap. But when I saw this photo, the first thing I noticed was that the person on the far left, the boy, that actually looks like Brigitte Macron. I'm taking you guys through my thought process. I saw this photo. I was like, that actually looks like she might actually be the guy. Maybe she's a dead ringer for her brother. But I don't see any resemblance there with the little girl. May show the second photo, debunking another young photo, allegedly of Brigitte Macron. But I thought when I looked at this photo that this looks way too new to be a photo of a 70-year-old when they were a child. Now, again, these are my thought processes. When I then read the article, there was no debunking whatsoever. They just were calling people that were saying otherwise far right, you know, all the typical buzzwords, far right, conspiracy theorists, racist, sexist, it's homophobic, it's anti-Semitism. Just the thing that we are all now able to immediately look through. These names don't mean anything anymore. And that just makes me want to look further into the alleged theory. And I did. And holy smokes. So the quote-unquote conspiracy theory is actually a three-year thorough investigation that was conducted by journalists that were working with genealogists. It was published in six issues in Faits et Documents. I'm sorry, my French is not that good, but they, yes, they published six issues unpacking what they had discovered after a three-year investigation. And here is what they are saying, right? So again, I'm going to say allegedly, this is what they have published. Their theory is that the first lady, Brigitte Macron, was actually born Jean-Michel. So Bridget is actually John Michael. John Michael lived as a man for 30 years, fathered five children, okay, and then transitioned at the age of 30 to become Brigitte. Okay, now I'm just going to show you this before and after photo, just right here. They actually used, as a part of their investigation, Chinese software. And this is a side-by-side. It is such a dead ringer. It's crazy to me that you would not say that these two individuals look alike. This is potentially the same individual age. So on the left, what I'm showing you is John Michael. On the right is a photo of the first lady. Okay. Now, I will tell you why this has legs and why I'm going to encourage you to read the very long document that I read, which we will include in the link in bio. The first obvious thing, the first obvious reason that I am very much believing what they have published is because the first lady is simply unable to produce any photos of herself throughout the first 30 years of her life. Guys, how easy?
Are we prepping for Big Mike? I can't hold that question from you any longer. Is this soft disclosure?
Dude.
Like, what if they uphold Bridget as being female, right? It makes everybody look like bigots. And then Big Mike just is like,
Right. They're testing the waters. And France is like one of the most liberal countries that there is. So if it doesn't go well, or everyone will just be like, oh, it's French. Oh, they're French. They're so weird. French. They're French.
So they said about Germany back during Weimar.
Right.
That's literally what we said to Germany during Weimar. All right, just 30 more seconds.
Easy to debunk this. Okay. If you say Candace, no, actually, you lived as a man for 30 years.
Fucking Candace.
I lived for 30 years. I'm going to show you every photo of every year that I've lived. Here's me in college, right? Here's me while I was pregnant with my children. Here's me and my husband on our wedding day. There will be so many photos that Brigitte should have at her disposal if this is false. But they won't produce any. Nope. They're just calling all everybody wrong and backwards and transphobic. Just produce the photos. Instead, the only photos they have produced that are circulating in the media are the photos that I just showed you. And as I said, the first photo, she looks more like the John Michael, who she claims is actually her brother, who she won't just present to the public. If that is, in fact, your brother, please just go on a walk with him so we can capture it and say, she just happens to look like her brother. No, here's John Michael. No, John Michael has disappeared. The genealogist just can't find a single trace of John Michael since...
The sister never existed, Mars.
No? There were two little kids in that picture, though.
They sold him. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what happened to the other kid. It's not what we're talking about right now, though.
Right. Sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go. What are your final thoughts on the evening? We'll cover barbecue on the way out. But
yeah, I was excited about that. Maybe I'll put it on my phone as I drive. I got to go pick up my kid.
Yeah,
but it was a good show, and I enjoyed it. And yeah, I'm not Shmooly. That's frightening. That's some frightening stuff right there.
The guy's scary.
Yeah.
All right. And final. Go for it.
Or no, I don't understand why he is like death threatening people though. Like he's just like a televangelist kind of guy. And like he's making sex toys, like isn't that enough? Why is he calling people out? I don't get it.
I have three words for you.
Okay.
Chabad Lubavitch tunnels.
Oh no.
Soft Inception with the tunnel story.
Oh no. Man.
You see how they do it? They're good.
Yeah.
They're getting really good right now.
They are. They've always been good.
Motherfuckers.
Yep. All right. I got to go. Good hanging.
Peace. Thank you. Turn on the show on the way out. I'll go for a little rant right now. Thank you guys for remaining on the show. Mars Bars is going to dip out. We still got one more story to cover. We got to cover the crazy guy barbecue. We got to cover what's happening in Haiti, people. This country has been a shit show since like 1588 or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know the year off of hand. I know that they've been allegedly one of the freest countries for the longest time in our hemisphere, but it just means that chaos has been reigning for its whole existence. And America has known that. And we overthrow their governments when it's, you know, good for us. And we do our little proxy wars with our contractors in Haiti with China because, Haiti is definitely part of the Belt and Road Initiative from China, where they're trying to invest in all these different, I don't know how you would call it, destitute third world countries that have no other successful foreign aid. And they're going to come into these places as a counter to what the West does. So just expect this island to go into complete catastrophe. The Dominican Republic has held on strong forever, but if you look at their ties, they've been westbound forever. So it's a very, very weird world, I would say. Like, I would never go to the island. They definitely need our help. And as a quote Hispanic American or somebody who's like, who's the senator for the Spanish legacy, like, I'm pretty terrified for what's happening there right now. And Haiti is like, it's sad. We did this with Aristan. I think he got driven out due to some of our influences. Jovenel Moise, that whole assassination was nuts. As I talked about Mars earlier, like there's nothing good that's going to come in Haiti. And I'm just going to pray for them at this point. It's an election year too. Very weird. Very weird times we're in. One more time out there. If you're watching on Rumble, please comment in the chats. Let me know that you're watching. I can see your chats through StreamYard now. I think there's a problem from me seeing the chats on Rumble due to StreamYard. So I don't blame you if you guys are chatting and be like, I don't know what's happening, blah, blah, blah. So just ignore that if that's the case. And if you're an audio-only supporter, you guys drive the show. And your support is so much appreciated. You're the only I'm not going to say you're the only reason, but it's like the only reason it would make sense to keep the show going with all my bands. But we have over 22,000 downloads through the duration of this podcast in over 100 countries. I double checked it today. I think it's 105 countries around the world. So just push it out there, folks. Let's keep going with this. 2024 is going to be a crazy year. And whenever they knock me off of the next video platform, we're just going to go ahead and keep pushing on the podcast like nothing happened. Be the same conversations, the same style, low key. I'll produce it a little bit more, as much as it needs to be, for my IRL streams. I think about doing like small documentaries, but in terms of how I do this, I don't foresee really changing it too much unless you guys give me some good feedback. So don't be afraid to do that either. Let's go ahead and cover Haiti and barbecue, right? He might be one of my new favorite people. my new favorite personalities. They're pinning him as a monster. Twitter's starting to push back against that. There are some folks out there trying to give the counter narrative. I'm going to play it down the middle. I'm going to say there's no good guys in civil wars and conflicts, and shit is always going to get out of hand. To deny that is to deny human nature. So let's just check out what's happening in Haiti. Sucks I wasn't able to cover with Mars tonight, but I think we had a great show. So let's keep it pushing. Keep it pushing, pimping. This is worse than ever. Violent gangs terrorize Haiti. For Fox News.
Let's get to this. Haiti in crisis. Leaders are scrambling to form a new government after the prime minister stepped down. The Caribbean country is caught in another vicious cycle of lawlessness as armed gangs overtake the streets. Steve Harrigan is following the story live in Fort Pierce, Florida. And Steve, I know you know the country well. It's been a mess for about a year. I mean, it's never been great, unfortunately, for them. But right now, it seems it's worse than ever.
It certainly is. It's a scary situation for people on the ground there because it's a real power vacuum. No one really knows what's going to happen next. Just how bad is it? Well, the acting prime minister can't even get back to his own country after he resigned. He's stuck in Puerto Rico. That's because violent gangs have attacked the airport. They control now 80% of the city of Port-au-Prince. They've attacked jails and freed thousands of prisoners. Different political groups are trying to come together to agree on the appointment of a new prime minister, but it's not clear that people will accept what they're told.
How many times has it come here? They go from failure to failure and can do nothing for us.
The U.S. has agreed to spend $300 million on Kenyan peacekeepers, but the Kenyans say they're not going to go to Haiti until a government is in place. U.S. officials have been clear that it will be the Haitians who decide on their next leader.
It's not for us to make the call on who leads Haiti. It's for the Haitian people to make that call.
Florida Congressman Corey Mills carried out a dramatic helicopter rescue of 10 U.S. missionaries in Haiti who he said have been abandoned by the Biden administration. Right now in Haiti, the U.S. embassy is still operational, secured by additional Marines.
That's a common theme throughout. You know, if they're in Afghanistan or Haiti, we don't have to take out all of them. It's fine. They'll swim over. Alien Gonzalez did it.
Dana, back to you.
Steve Harrigan, thank you. And we'll stay on top of this.
Sure will.
As it unfolds, just 90 miles from our shore.
Yeah, that's right. Corey Mills is a Republican from Florida.
And we all know that they're not Hispanic, so they probably can't swim, man. That's even more cold-blooded.
Very impressive guy. He was on with Fox and Friends First earlier today. And, well, let's just roll the soundbite. He went in there and got 10 of his people out already. And he did it. And he paid for it.
This is sending a direct message that the federal government only cares about government, not about the American people. This is the wrong thing to say. And I can tell you, I don't subscribe to that. If Americans are abroad and they're in trouble, I'm going to come to their aid. And if Biden's not willing to do his job, I'll do it for him.
Just one more thing about this impressive job.
If Biden's not willing to do his job, I'll do it for him. God, where do these people come from? How do I get a role like that?
So before he was in Congress, he started a nonprofit that does this kind of work. And he had to divest from the nonprofit in order to serve in government. He is so impressive and applauds.
This is hilarious.
We applaud him for the effort that he's already put forward.
Very principled.
Oh, my God. That shit is a joke. Fox News is pathetic these days. There's nothing worthwhile on Fox News. I guess it's News Nation or nothing now. I even don't take them at their word. I fact check all my news sources just so everybody knows. I might put some stuff up here for entertainment value, but if you guys ask me for my direct sources, I'll always give them to you. I should post them, but I just don't got that kind of time, man, to edit. Let's see. Haiti Prime Minister to resign as gangs take control of the country. Who's Haiti's barbecue? I think that's who we, I think that's what we need to watch. This is from 4 hours ago. Barbecue.
Now let's turn our attention to Haiti. The Caribbean island nation is in turmoil. Gang violence has erupted across the country, and the capital, Port-au-Prince, is under siege. amid this chaos.
She's great.
Haiti will soon be leaderless. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has agreed to resign. That was a key demand of Haitian gangs. Henry was unelected, so the gang said he was not fit to lead. And they used Henry to justify their rampage. But now that he has stepped down, what next? A power tussle, a struggle for control. And leading the charge is one man, Jimmy Cherizier, better known as Barbecue. Who is this man? And why is he so powerful? Here's our report.
If Ariel Henry doesn't step down, the country will suffer a genocide. If Ariel Henry doesn't step down, if the international community continues to support Ariel Henry, they will lead us directly into a civil war that will end in genocide.
That's Jimmy Cherizier, better known as Barbecue. Barbecue sounded the bell, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry's goose was cooked.
After the Council of Ministers tonight accepted to...
He said his goose was cooked. I can't let that slide. That is... That's a fucking all-timer.
...to put into place a transitional presidential council. The members of the council will be picked after agreement with different sectors of the national life. The government I am running will remove itself immediately after the establishment of the said council.
Barbecue set fire to Haiti, and the Prime Minister has been forced to step down. But who is Barbecue, and how did he get so powerful? Powerful enough to cook up a civil war? Well, Barbecue is no ordinary fire starter. He was once on the other side of the divide. He was once a police officer, but he was fired in 2018 over his alleged involvement in extrajudicial killings. There was the Grande Ravine massacre in 2017, where more than 9 people were killed by the Haitian police.
Well, like, are they going to tell us what they were doing?
Then in November 2018, another La Saline massacre. 71 were killed. 400 houses were burned. Barbecue was apparently involved in both incidents. And a month after La Saline, he was kicked out of the force. Barbecue even faced US sanctions over the bloodbath, but that did nothing to stop his rise. After getting fired, Barbecue joined Haiti's gangs. He currently leads a coalition of gangs in Haiti called the G9 Family and Allies. This group has been wreaking havoc for years without any punishment.
Initially, Barbecue worked as an enforcer for Haiti's former president, Jovenel Moise. Son of a bitch, guys. You know I've been on this, bro. Come on, man.
Barbecue had support from the top. Barbecue was allegedly working for Haiti's former president, Jovenel Moise. He became the president's unofficial enforcer, enforcing order in the streets of Port-au-Prince and rounding up people to vote for his patron. But then Moise was assassinated in 2021. In his place came Ariel Henry. Henry became prime minister and acting president. He was put there by an international coalition to bring back order to Haiti. He could not manage that alone. 2 weeks ago, Henry went to Kenya. This was to sign a deal that would have allowed the Kenyan police to lead an international force in Haiti. This force could have finally countered Barbecue and his boys. So it had to be stopped. When Henry left, Barbecue began his coup, and everything seems to have gone according to plan. So what's next for Barbecue?
We demand that the choice of the person who's going to lead this country we live in will be made by the Haitian people. We want to make sure the person who's going to lead this country's wife and children live in Haiti. We want to make sure the people who are going to be ministers in this government, their wives and their children, live in the country.
Basically, Barbecue wants to rule, either directly or by holding the families of the next leaders hostage. Will he succeed, or will the next plan be a washout? We'll soon find out.
All right, everybody. I think very confusing things are happening in Haiti. Nobody has a clear idea of what's going on. It's just another flared-up conflict to justify some military expenditures. $133 million, apparently. War in Ukraine. We got some War still yet in Gaza. So support for Israel. Oh, man. We're in for a doozy, folks. I hope you guys just buckle up and prepare. Follow podcasts that you trust. I hope you trust my show. I hope you share this with other people. And I just keep a clear head at all times and scrutinize everything. Hope is eternal. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Peace.